Big Band Swings with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. from 1958. Bobby Timmons on piano. Lee Morgan trumpet. Benny Golson on tenor sax. And Jamie Merritt on bass. Art Blakey on drums. Moaning. Good evening. Welcome to the Big Band Swings program. Let's go back several decades. And we'll get to that in just a second. And it's going to be a novelty abridgment of Rhapsody in Blue, George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, performed by Bora Minovich and his Harmonica Rascals on the Big Band Swing Show, 88.7.
Thank you.
Listening to Concerto in F. That's the Allegro with Roy Borghi on piano and Paul Whiteman's orchestra. Here's the Adagio.
Thank you.
It is the Big Band Swings Show with some Gershwin music that we're doing right now. This is Concerto in F. We began with the Allegro. That was the Adagio Andante con Moto. And now it's going to be the Allegro Agitate. And you've got Roy Bargy on piano, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, recorded at the Union Square Studios, New York City, in October of 1928, released in 1929. We continue, and this Allegro Agitato, Concerto in F, Roy Bargy on piano, from the pen of George Gershwin. Big Band Swings from 88.7 FM, KRVS online, krvs.org. I'm Lee Kleinpeter in a different room this evening for our broadcast of the show, and we've been listening to Roy Bargee on piano, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, with the Gershwin Concerto in F, Allegro, Adagio, Andante con moto, and Allegro agitato. The Mr. Gershwin is up himself with a recording, a double-sided 78, back in the day, recorded in June of 1924. And he is backed by Paul Whiteman and his concert orchestra. The text here says it actually was another house musician for the Victor label, Nat Shilkret. Whatever the case, at the piano, George Gershwin, doing his Rhapsody in Blue on the Big Band Swings program. Thank you. George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue by the composer. And that was the Paul Wyman Orchestra backing him up on that. From a 78 RPM record, a double-sided, the big ones that figured out how to make put more music on those songs, and that allowed some of the artists to have longer records. Up until that point, sometime in the mid-20s or so, the music was limited to about three and a half minutes. And now look at, you can, with the hard drives and computers, you can make songs that go on forever and ever and ever. Not that they really need to. I'm Lee Kleinpeter. Thanks for joining us this evening for the Big Band Swings program. Coming your way on 88.7 FM and online at krvs.org. One more from Mr. George Gershwin, his composition, and he plays the piano on this, Three Preludes for Piano, number one, number two, and number three. Thank you. There we had from George Gershwin, the composer at the piano, in a London 1928 recording, December of 1928, three preludes for piano. Good evening, the Big Band Swings show. Going to get to some hip sounds. A couple of from Glenn Miller. Glenn Miller, and they're doing the song of the Volga Boatman, comrades. Chilly out. Due to the stay-at-home guidelines and rules and regs, we're not at the Avocado Room this evening, but we are behind the mic. The radio mic for KRVS and the Big Band Swing Show. I guess this would be a tannish or a beige we've got in our facilities here. Still trying to bring out the quality music your way of the Big Band Swings sound. And we appreciate you listening in, thanking you, or choosing KRVS as your radio station. Maybe you're online also at KRVS.org. Whatever the case, whatever, man. Let's do it again one more time. We'll be seeing you
your favorite KRVS program? Well, we've got you covered. Visit KRVS.org, scroll over Audio on Demand, select your favorite program from the list, and find an archive of past episodes. Listen anytime, anywhere.
Howdy, partners. If you're hankering for some good time country music, join me, Ronella Rose Champagne, for Lost in Love on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. right here on KRVS. Come on, join the party.
You are listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.